Hi, how are you? My husband said when he was taking a walk, he said he saw you over here and gave you a gospel card for your husband and you.
Yeah, hey.
Okay, I'm Amin.
I'm Sarah.
Nice to meet you. He said that you left the Anabaptists?
The Amish, yeah.
Oh, okay, so you were Amish and you left them.
Yeah.
Can I ask why? I'm just curious because a lot of people leave religious organizations for the wrong reasons, just because they don't like it. I was hoping that maybe you saw through the doctrines and the man-made traditions.
We were looking in the Bible and we were like, well, according to what the Bible is saying, this isn't right.
Right.
To push all these man-made rules, and it's like they do it as their righteousness.
They
do.
Can't
support that.
Right, right. Now, holiness and obedience and good works are the fruit of being born again, but they do that as their works, and like you said, the man-made traditions, they, like, add more to it, and then they rely on themselves and their works. We travel around the country, and we witness to everybody from Anabaptists to Roman Catholics and Mormons, everybody, and then the homeless and the drug addicts in the gutters, anybody. And so we've witnessed to a lot of the Anabaptists. In fact, when we were first born again, like 15 years ago, we came from the world. I was a Lutheran. My husband went to different, I don't know, AOG and different things like that. And when we started studying the scriptures, we saw that they didn't line up with what the churches were saying.
Yeah.
And so we actually, when we started studying them and narrowing down and understanding it, we looked at the Anabaptists because they looked a little different. And being new, like very brand new, we didn't realize all that until we started talking to them and seeing the man-made traditions in there. And so we rejected all that, and we rejected all the denominations out there because they're keeping sin too. And we just went into the scriptures, and that's what we follow. We don't belong to any organization. And so it's good to see when people see through the scriptures why they should come out from some of those from those organizations and those groups and stuff. And do you meet with believers now?
We do meet. Well, yeah, it's, we go to the Christ Community Church.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Jump River Christ Community Church.
Christ Community Church.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a few women that cover, but not many women cover.
Okay, you said that's in John River?
Jump River.
Oh, Jump River. Sorry. I'm half deaf, so I have a hard time understanding.
Yeah.
So Jump River Community Christian Church.
Yeah.
And there's only a few that cover. Can I ask why you would go someplace if they don't all see the truth? I'm just curious.
Well, the truth is my husband doesn't see clearly as I do either. I mean, we're kind of not seeing together in all things.
Okay, but, so can I share the gospel with you? He gave you a gospel card?
Yeah.
A lot of these places don't teach it, the full gospel, and if they do, they're not holding people accountable to it and living it themselves.
Right.
So you obviously, you and your husband have a faith, and you know who Jesus Christ is, fully God, fully man, who came to earth, he died for the sins of the world, and he rose again 3 days later.
Right.
And now, have you heard repentance? You know what repentance
is?
Okay. Yes. And I'm not trying to belittle you, but you would be surprised how many people don't know the gospel that claim Christ.
Wow.
And so repentance is a turning of your mind from your ways to Christ and be willing to lay down your whole entire life to follow after him. And so you know that. Yeah, that's awesome. And then if you do that with a willing heart, you'll be born again. The Lord will give you his Holy Spirit. And you know that?
Yes.
Hey, and you've been born again?
Yes.
Okay, so there was a time period in your life that changed for the Lord. Okay, yeah, I like to hear that.
Yeah.
And then when you do that, you dig into the scriptures, and then you follow what it says, and you obey him. John 14, 15, and John 15, 14 says, if you love me, keep my commands, and you can be my friend.
Right.
And so I can see that you're reading the scriptures and working to follow his commands.
Right.
And then we have to endure. A lot of people think that once you just believe in him, you're just saved no matter what you do.
Yeah.
I like to see that you understand that. So I see you have a foundation on a biblical gospel. Now, I don't know about your group, but you did help me out on one thing. They're not fully teaching the truth, because if they're allowing women to come in there uncovered and not biblically dressed, that's a sin, right?
Well, I would say so.
It is. See, you can learn that you can stand on something. If you see it in the Bible and it tells you to do it and somebody doesn't, that's sin. Yeah. Everybody's, and I'm not pointing at you. A lot of people are afraid to call out what sin really is.
I know.
Oh, I didn't know if you need to take that.
Oh, I guess I do. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Hello? Yeah? Was it driving school over here?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's coming over.
Yeah.
So, can I ask, do they practice Christmas and Easter and Good Friday?
They do some of that.
Okay, so do you? Do you understand that those are pagan practices?
Yes,
and they're sinful?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so that's a couple.
Well, I believe Jesus Christ was born.
Mm-hmm.
So is it wrong to celebrate his birth? And is it like wrong to do it in a certain time? I don't know.
Well,
I mean, I just
if you look in the roots of Christ Mass, we call it Christ Mass because it came from the Roman Catholics, who are unbiblical. And it's like re-crucifying Christ.
Sorry.
Oh, go ahead. So we were talking about Christmas.
Yeah.
I'll let you do your own research on that because I don't want to go too deep in that. But it was from the pagans.
Yes.
And the Bible says we shouldn't do what the pagans do. And so they're probably like a lot of the standard churches that we run into that have other sins to it. So what I'll leave you with on this, and I want to encourage you, you may have issues with your husband not quite being where you are. My husband would be happy to help him. If he has any questions, check out our website. We have a lot of articles that help teach and point people to God's word. We don't belong anywhere to any, we belong to the one body of Christ.
Right.
And we don't take anybody's doctrines. It comes right from the word. We don't ask for anybody's money. We don't want anybody to follow us. And so what we want is we want to encourage people like you who saw through the Anabaptists, and you who, praise God, are trying to stand strong in the scriptures regardless of who's around you. Test all things in what you're taught. And almost every single one of the places that we've seen, so far every single one that meets in a building on a Sunday or a Saturday, has many other sins. And the Bible says, I'll leave you with this, Revelation 22, 14 and 15. And it's also in Revelation 22, look this up. If you love and practice one lie, you'll be left outside the gates of heaven. So think about that. Examine everything that you do. And if it's not rooted in scripture, if God didn't tell us to do it, if it has paganism, if you see it and people are not doing it, you can call that sin. And make sure you're not walking in any of it, because a lot of those places are teaching lies. And on the back, I think he said he gave you two gospel cards, Anabaptist and the other one. On the back is a bunch of warnings, what those religious places are teaching. Maybe not every one of them. Those are just a few. They like to separate the children off from the parents when the parents should be teaching them. You know what I'm saying? If you dig and you look and see a lot of them in there, what you need to do is really ponder this. Romans 16, 17 says to mark those who cause division by leaving sound doctrine.
Okay,
you have to stay away from people who are not following sound doctrine. So those women, if you try to help them and you try to show them more godly ways of what they should be doing and they flat out reject it, that's sinful. And you can't be associated with people who are practicing sin. Now, your husband, if he does, I don't know anything about him, but he's different because you're married and you have to work through that. But if I call myself your sister and we get to know each other and you see me in sin and I won't repent of it, you've probably seen Matthew 18. Go to them, take another person, take another before the body.
Right.
If I won't repent, you need to keep me away from you and your household, because a little bit of leaven will leaven everything. It'll leaven your children, leaven your family, right?
Yeah.
So I would encourage you in that, and check out our website. I know, I see you got a phone. I don't know if you go online or anything.
Yes, we do.
But I encourage women all over the world. I email with them and message with them to help give them strength and courage to walk where they are and just keep going in the scriptures, because many of them are like married to unbelievers.
Mm-hmm.
They have a hard life with a lot of unbelievers in it and stuff. So I help them, and my husband teaches. So we'd love to hear from you. I'll let you go because I can see you're busy. It was really nice meeting you.
It was nice meeting you too.
It's good to talk to somebody who wants to hear the things of God because you see how dark this world is.
Oh, I know, yeah.
You try to share a gospel card with somebody and they're like, nope, I already got it. They
feel like it. They've got everything in place.
Right, and we need to be humble and be willing to test ourselves and keep checking it to the scriptures.
Yes.
So test everything somebody says, even what I say.
Okay, yes.
And test those people that you're joining with, and be very careful to protect your children from any leaven and yourself. and do the best that you can within the situation that you're in. I understand that.
Thank you.
All right. It was nice talking to you. Take care. Have a good day. Bye-bye.